to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you can afford to buy insurance, then buy it. You don't have to if you don't want to buy it, but then you got to put enough money aside that you can pay your own way. Because what we're not going to do is say, as we saw more and more people...
No, you post tax penalties.
Yeah, we said, look, buy it. If people can afford to buy it, either buy the insurance or pay your own way. Don't be free riders and pass on the cost of your health care to everybody else.
There's Mitt Romney explaining his position on his own health care plan, going back to one of the debates in the 2008 campaign. And it sounds a lot different than what he's been saying on the campaign trail recently. This is another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen from affiliate KSYL in Alexandria, Louisiana. Host Dave Gratian talks to Congressman Rodney Alexander of Louisiana about what he thinks will be the end result of the Supreme Court decision.
What do you think about this whole Obama, the health care plan, and it going through now?
Well, it's going to be the largest tax increase in the history of the nation is what it amounts to. From now on, if that thing stays in place, it's going to cost an employer $2 per hour more to hire someone new. So
But whose fault is that? I mean, that isn't the way the bill was originally brought up.
Well, no, but I mean, if it... it was going to cost employers with a mandate. They were either going to have to provide health insurance coverage or be penalized for it. So it was going to cost them one way or the other. But whether it's a tax or a fee,
I don't see much of a difference between the two of them, to be honest with you.
Right.
You know, a lot of stuff in the bill that I think is good. The fact that you can keep your kids on the policy longer, I think that's a good thing. That's not going to cost the insurance companies anything. 26, 27-year-olds don't get sick.
Even if they do, I don't see why the insurance companies have a problem with it if the parent wants to pay.
Sure.
Wants to pay
the premium.
What difference it make? I have 44-year-old kids that ought to be on there if we can pay the premium.
And there's some of them at home these days, too. That's the sad thing.
I think it would be unfair to expect insurance companies to raise or do away with the caps and to provide coverage for pre-existing conditions without giving them an opportunity to adjust their premium structure.
It's got to be something. There's got to be some protection in there, whether it be a benefit that comes from the government or something. Because, I mean, if they can just raise the cap to whatever they want for pre-existing, well, then you might as well have a pre-existing clause because people aren't going to be able to afford it.
Well, that's true, too, but there has to be a happy medium there.
Oh, I agree. There's got to be somewhere.
You can't expect the business world to pay for those without some benefits.
I mean, I can certainly see how this could affect the number of new employees and new hires. I think that this is... It would have been just so easy, Congressman, if they had just made it a one-pager and said, cradle to grave Medicaid, you've been covered.
Believe it or not, Congressman, Dave said this many times when it was going on. He says, we already have health insurance in the form of Medicare and Medicaid.
Yeah.
If you're going to expand it, do something along those lines, we're going to have to hire thousands of new bureaucrats to do this thing. Right, sir?
We're already, I think, 16,000 more in.
Isn't that ridiculous?
In IRS.
Well, I mean, what's
in
the IRS doing with this thing? That's how screwed up it is.
No, because the IRS is going to be coming after people who don't have insurance.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But
they're
going
to be knocking on the door of businesses to make sure that you're providing your employees with proper insurance.
It's ridiculous. It's the total wrong way to go about it. But I blame both parties for that because that's not how the bill was originally brought forward, and it was bastardized to that point to where it is now. There is something to be safe and a set for the single payer philosophy. When you look at how ridiculously complicated this bill has gotten to be,
All right, we're still working on the Supreme Court, Obamacare, politics. Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
America. Land of the free.
But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive mortgage, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you. Anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms, that's the Quicken Loans Yorgage. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now. And find out if our yorgage is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Welcome back to our Talk Radio Review. Here's host Todd Meneses talking to political analyst Ron Varshow about the latest polls that show the American people is split almost right down the middle on the Supreme Court upholding Obamacare.
Now that people have had a few days to let this kind of sink in, and some polls are out there, and I know you've compiled a poll here, and what is your findings on this? How do the American people actually stand on this decision right now?
Well, the American people are basically split. One survey that we reported today that you were referring to, which was taken the evening that the Supreme Court ruling was announced, had it tied. 46% agreed with the ruling, 46% mm-hmm. disagreed. Now, of course, Democrats, 79% agreed with it, and only 13% of Republicans agreed with it, and independents were split. About 45 to 42. Another survey that was done both in the evening of the announcement plus for 2 days later showed that 47% approved of it and 43% disapproved of it. And so you know, no matter which poll you look at and how you read it, I think most of the survey research so far is indicating that the American people are split close to down the middle on this, and it still needs probably another week or two to shake out to see where people end up.
What I find interesting on that, on that breakdown, Ron, is the independents. 45% agree with the Supreme Court's ruling, and 42% disagree. And I think it's pretty obvious when it comes up to the election in November, both President Obama and Mitt Romney, who will be the eventual nominee. We haven't had the convention yet, but obviously he's got enough delegates. That's who they're going to be fighting for, is those independents. And if 45% of them agree with the health care mandate, does that mean they're necessarily going to agree and vote for President Obama?
No, not necessarily. It's always difficult when you're asking public opinion on Supreme Court rulings, because you can be against the health care bill as a matter of public policy, but agree with the Supreme Court in finding it constitutional. In fact, Justice Roberts, who wrote the opinion, who is a Republican, said that very thing, that you don't have to support the health care ruling as a matter of policy to think that Congress did in fact have the right to do it, even though it might have been the wrong thing to do. So there is some mixture there, but it looks like the health care bill may be enjoying a little more support than it did a couple of weeks ago. Because a couple of weeks ago, the support levels were down into the mid-30% range, and it looks like now they're up to about 40%. But still, that's a very difficult percentage for the president to run for re-election with, because it indicates tremendous public division, and there's very strong, hard opposition to it. So the intensity of the opposition is something else that has to be considered.
Here's host Lee Matthews talking about the upholding of the health care bill. Matthews says it's nothing but a tax, and we're so concerned about the poorest Americans and lotteries. How about how this affects the poorest Americans?
All right, let me see if I've got this straight. If I don't buy my insurance, and if they do not repeal this law, the government will deduct from my income tax return, no matter if I make under $250K a year or not. So instead of taxing the 1%, as Obama really wanted to initially, everyone now who chooses not to buy insurance will be taxed. The rich, the poor, the hungry, the well-fed. Oh, by the way, who can afford to buy their own insurance? Yeah, the upper middle class and the rich. Who cannot? Families of four making $60K or less each year. Yeah, congratulations, Mr. President. You just tried to fund your health care on the backs of the poorest Americans. You just succeeded in it. To get into office, Obama promised everyone making under $250K a year would get a tax cut, as he said it, emphasizing tax cut. He emphasized those words. Instead, this will be the biggest increase of taxes in the history of the U.S. As hard as Obama has tried not to position Obamacare as a tax increase, the Supreme Court just said it is. So that's one of the reasons I don't feel too bad. The second reason is the Supreme Court has essentially handed Romney his platform. Romney and anyone who wants to be elected in November no longer has to worry about griping about the economy or how bad the economy sucks under Obama. All they need to do now is to repeal and promise to repeal and replace health care. We've basically set the clock back to the main argument of the 2010 election, Obamacare. In the 2000 election, it didn't work out too well for Obama's party now, did it? No.
Up next, we move from affordable health care to the contempt of Congress charges against Eric Holder. Up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The talk radio world, talk television world, are all trying to scare you, no matter where you are, that the Storm Isaac will really make a mess out of New Orleans. But anyway, let's listen to host Phil Radke and Linda Thomas talk to Jim Krasula from CBS about Isaac and its strength.
How severe does Isaac look to be now?
Well, it is gathering strength. It's still not as strong as weather forecasters expected it to be at this point. But a lot of people quite concerned about this storm, and certainly the uncertainty. One issue already here on the Gulf Coast, problematic fuel supplies. A lot of people kind of, you know, getting freaked out about the possibility of this storm hitting and becoming worse as before it hits. And the fact that people realize that you could be several days without power, and as a result, they're topping off their gas tanks, and that run on gas stations has left many with empty cups. I'm in fact driving on Interstate 10 right now east of Mobile, and I've been caught up for the last few miles in a huge convoy of utility trucks. So it's obvious that utility companies are already pre-positioning crews in place ahead of the storm. These trucks are headed west on Interstate 10 toward the coast of Mississippi and Louisiana, where the worst conditions are expected beginning sometime tomorrow.
Jim, what is the latest word on when this is going to hit and where? You just kind of give us a preview there. It might be hitting in Mississippi.
The best guess at this point, the most models bring this storm right up the mouth of the Mississippi River into New Orleans sometime perhaps late tomorrow or early Wednesday morning. And ironically, Wednesday is the 7th anniversary of Katrina slamming into the same area of the Gulf Coast.
And Jim, 7 years after Katrina, how vulnerable is New Orleans to a hurricane now?
There has been a lot of work done to safeguard New Orleans to the tune of billions of dollars. I think I saw a figure of $14 billion. Has been spent to improve the levee system and the flood walls. But again, the projected path of the storm is going to push tremendous amounts of water up through the bayou and then up into New Orleans. And there's concern that a lot of these levees and drywall and the flood walls could again be topped and could create some really serious flooding. Obviously, the hope is it'll be nothing like it was after Katrina. But again, there's still a possibility of some very serious issues and problems in New Orleans.
Here's host John McConnell with meteorologist Jonathan Myers about New Orleans and the storm coming in there on the 7th anniversary of Katrina.
Has this storm just basically been a big puzzlement to all you guys?
It has.
Why haven't the winds increased? The millibars are down 984. I mean, that would normally be 80 mile an hour winds.
Well, it usually takes time for...
I know that, but they've been like this for 24 hours.
Yeah, usually it takes time for the winds to respond to dropping pressure. But in this case, too, we've had some negative factors affecting the increase in wind speed here. We've had some wind shear from an upper low, initially right around Cuba. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of beating this thing up. Then dry air has been an issue factor, which is a negative factor for strengthening. And just its sheer speed. A lot of times you slower when you see the system slow down, that's a lot of times when you start seeing strengthening. When these systems are moving 10, 20 miles an hour, it's kind of difficult for them to strengthen. They kind of almost create their own wind shear. They need a calm atmosphere so they can build those thunderstorms up. And when you're just moving so quickly, you know, that kind of...
It's like Rolling Stone gathers no moss, so it didn't have a chance to grab up everything.
Exactly.
And that might be one of the reasons why they have such a dry side, because it is moving so quick, it's not a chance to soak up all that moisture, even though, I mean, the Gulf is not as hot as it was 5 or 7 years ago, but it's still 85, 86 degrees. I mean,
it's plenty warm.
It's plenty warm.
Yeah, but we also look at what we call heat content of the Gulf, and it's actually, I think it's a little below average this year. But in any case, really to get to, you know, when we had Gustav, and we had Katrina, and we had Ike, you have to remember where a lot of those generally tracked. They were kind of a the ones that we really talked about, that kind of loop current, mm-hmm. kind of extended under those storms. Here they came through the Caribbean or they crossed over Florida, and then that loop current was extending northward, and they crossed over the loop current, and boom. You know, you didn't have the wind shear, you didn't have the dry air, so it just responded to that high heat content, the deep heat in the water. Here, yeah, maybe it's 85, 90 degrees at the surface, but you work down, and it cools.
Yeah,
that's the thing here. And when it was closer to that area of high heat content, it was battling a lot of dry air. It also had an upper low with mm-hmm. wind shear that it was battling. So the opportunity that it had to become that monster, it just kind of missed.
After this brief pause, reaction to last week's prediction from the CBO about our economy. Up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back. To the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour, with a welcome back, I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio, and the CBO prediction that the economy is headed for a cliff. Here's host Mark Lewis talking to Senator Mark Warner of Virginia about what Warner thinks it'll take to get Congress to do something to avoid a possible crisis.
What is it going to take to get Congress to come to terms with this looming crisis?
Well, it's going to require, both parties to stop being Democrats and stop being Republicans for a few minutes and actually put the country first. I don't think we're going to see a compromise before the election. Unfortunately, some of the positions taken by the candidates during the campaign makes it even harder to get that compromise because, end of the day, we're going to have to do tax reform that will generate additional revenues. We're going to have to do entitlement reform that makes sure that Medicare and Social Security are going to be there 20, 30 years from now. My hope is that we can go back after the election and go back to the Simpson-Bowles plan or the Gang of Six effort, which I was proud to lead, which was a bipartisan approach that says, let's go ahead and not simply punt on this problem again. Let's go ahead and during the period between the election and the end of the year, do a down payment, get rid of the threat of sequestration, but actually start a process so that we can actually get to $4 trillion in debt relief over a 10-year period, use the period between the election and the beginning of the year to, in effect, do a down payment, and then perhaps buy us a little bit of time to finish. But I completely reject those who say, let's just punt on everything and kick the can down the road. Kicking the can down the road would be basically copying what the Europeans have done, which will lead, I think, ultimately to even more fiscal disaster.
Well, it seemed like you were making progress. You and other senators were making progress for a while, and maybe we just weren't hearing about it too much because nobody really wanted to go out and say anything bold with the elections coming up, have it become toxic and a big campaign issue. But you're saying right now that it doesn't look like anything's going to get done by the end of the year.
No, I'm saying that I still hope that there will be a plan. We've been working on a plan that we would present, my hope, to President Obama, but whether it's Obama or Romney, after the election, at least as a starting point. I mean, the thing is, there's been dozens of commissions. They've all come up with 80% of the same. You can't fix this on one side of the balance sheet. You have to generate some more revenues.
You have to make some changes to our entitlement programs to make sure they're sustainable. And, you know, let's take the work that's already been done. I would say the Gang of Six was as good a starting point as any.
Host Trey Ware with Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal. They talk about the ongoing political games in Congress that may end up getting us in more trouble than we're in even already.
I'm ticked as a taxpayer because, you know, we pay our taxes. We do what we're supposed to do. That keeps us out of jail, but it's also something that we, you know, we're forced to do. But we pay our taxes. They can't even get it right as far as trying to avoid this fiscal cliff, however. They're playing games, political games in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, you and I face, and all of our listeners face a big tax increase.
Yeah, boy, was this a grim report by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, which basically says we're headed to a recession, another recession, a double dip recession, if we jump off of this financial fiscal cliff that you were talking about. And that's exactly where we're headed. It's Thelma Louise going over the cliff, you know, in the convertible. And nobody in Washington seems to be able to stop this. Now, the president could do that if he came to an agreement and brought the two sides together. But so far, they've both been like spoiled children sitting on opposite sides of the room. Meanwhile, the American economy faces real peril.
They say they want to attack this after November 6th. Do you think
That's waiting too long. Okay. The U.S. economy can't wait that long. You're exactly right. You can tell I'm frustrated because then, you know, what they're saying essentially is let's move right to the very edge of the cliff that's very dangerous.
You know, I heard Amy Stoddard from The Hill say yesterday, too, that she's hearing rumors in D.C. that they may wait until after the first of the year and then institute some tax cuts in there, cut the taxes that are going to go up. Put what we have now back into effect, which would effectually be a tax cut, and then they could all claim to be tax cutters. Isn't this ridiculous?
I wouldn't put it past them. But, you know, let's ask the question, how do we get into the situation in the first place?
Yes.
And as we say in today's Wall Street Journal editorial, which I urge people to read, this is the bitter fruits of the massive stimulus plan, all of these temporary, stimulus programs that added hundreds of billions, over $1 trillion of debt and deficits to our economy. And now that's why we're looking down at this enormous abyss. And in my opinion, you know, the lesson here is when you take these short term, it's like taking a spoonful of sugar and then running around and then you collapse. That's what we did with stimulus. We built up the debt thinking it was going to make the economy grow in the short term. That didn't work so well. But now, you know, the bitter after fruits of that are you've got an enormous debt. The only way CBO says to avoid the cliff would be to continue to run $1 trillion deficits. Well, if you do that, the cliff just gets higher.
The tributes are rolling in for Neil Armstrong. And we'll have one or two of them when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. It gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, choose from 60-inch LG plasmas or 55-inch LG LED TVs for a special price. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends September 22nd, 2012. Quantities limited.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that can be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Summer. It's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you got to call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Neil Armstrong passed away at the age of 82, complications of heart surgery in the spring. Host Matt Patrick with Gene Kranz, flight director for Apollo 11, about his memories of Neil Armstrong.
Tell me a little bit about your friend Neil Armstrong. He was an American hero, but he was a reluctant hero.
He was a, I think he was typical of the generation of crewmen, risk takers, the pilots that were flying there. I spent some time out at the Holloman Air Force Base, and I was working in aircraft flight test on the early jet bombers. And they had Joe Kittinger jump out of a balloon and free fall almost 100,000 feet before he opened his parachute. We had John Paul Stapp riding the rocket sleds out there. And these were the people who took the risks for very rapid progress in the aircraft operations, and actually that led into the space flight. And reluctant hero is really a proper descriptor there, because he was probably the most humble person that I met, actually not only within the astronaut corps, but in that whole generation of people who were exploring this new realm of flight.
I know that Neil Armstrong pleaded with Congress to better fund NASA because of the fact that they feel that exploration is so important. Do you feel that maybe we've taken a step backwards when it comes to our ability to explore space?
Well, I think there's no doubt. I think the some of the decisions made by the current administration basically devastated NASA. We were the world's top performing organization in space, in the technology, and we lost a lot of that capability. I think it's very important to have a goal. We don't have a goal for manned spaceflight right now. We need a target. We need something to do. And I think that is what will inspire young people. It will keep the American dream alive in space. So, yes, I think that we've made a serious mistake there, and I think it's time that we get back on track and get moving again.
Here's host John Hines with CBS's Peter King. King says there was so much more to Neil Armstrong than just that one moment when he took the first giant step on the moon.
I know you're covering all things Florida right now regarding storm and the convention and things this morning, but I know that you have always felt a very strong connection. You and I have spoken many times about the space program and the different aspects of it, and Neil Armstrong is one not to be overlooked.
Well, John, and I'm very, very actually glad to be talking to you about Neil Armstrong this morning. It's a nice break from the hurricane and the convention that's right now a non-convention. And, you know, for those of us who grew up in the space age of the 60s and the 70s, I mean, you know, Neil Armstrong was a touchstone moment in our lives, Apollo 11, but there was so much more to him. than just that one moment. It's obviously one of the moments, and I heard somebody say the one really positive moment in our lifetime where everybody remembers exactly where they were. It wasn't an assassination. It wasn't a disaster. It was a moment of triumph, July 20th, 1969.
And a moment, I think, of not just triumph, but pride and joy across much of this country.
Oh, you bet. Are you kidding? With the end of the 60s really marked the end of an era of competition to a degree with the old Soviet Union. In those days, the evil empire, now our partners in space with the dissolution of the Soviet Union back in the late 80s. But back in those days, it was cutthroat competition, and the competition was who could win the space race, who could get to the moon first. We always thought in the early 60s, mid-60s, for a while that, you know, the Russians were ahead of us. What we didn't know all about was all of their failures and all the things they had gone wrong because their program was so secretive while ours was out in the open. You know, Neil Armstrong, I think, you know, he personifies the program in so many ways. One of the things that always touched me about him, I remember this from the 30th anniversary celebration at Kennedy Space Center back in 1999. You know, he talked about one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, his first words on the moon. And what he was talking about was not just all Americans, but especially the tens of thousands of people who worked on the Apollo program and on the space program during the 60s that got the Apollo 11 crew there and that put us on the moon. For him, you know, it was never about him. He was the reluctant hero, if you would. It was all about the people who got him and Buzz Aldrin and Mike Collins there.
Host Scott Sloan with aviation expert Jay Ratliff about the passing of Neil Armstrong.
Were you surprised as I was? Because I know that Neil Armstrong just underwent surgery and heart surgery, but that he passed at 82 was kind of a shock because anyone who was been to space and broken the sound barrier and flew as many experimental test planes as he did seems impervious to death, but here it is, 82 years old, and Neil Armstrong's dead.
Yeah, it certainly caught us off guard. Sherry and I spent a couple of weeks in Europe, and Neil was trading emails with me as far as what to see in Venice and different parts of some of the historic places in Europe. So, by the time we got back, and of course his birthday was on the 5th of this month, it was certainly a shock and to us as we heard the news late on Saturday, and then as things kind of unraveled on Sunday when we learned more and more about what took place.
Let's talk a little bit about the early days and work through the long life of Neil Armstrong. And, you know, this is... I understand the historical significance, and I certainly am not taking away from Neil Armstrong, but I did not grow up in an era of the whole space, the final frontier, all of that business that maybe older people listening did. I was more of a space shuttle baby than I was of the Apollo missions. But that being said, I obviously fully understand what it is Neil Armstrong did, what he accomplished, and what he stood for. But let's talk about the early life here. When these guys were test pilots back in the 1950s, guys like Chuck Yeager flying around in tin cans and what looked like aluminum suits back then, you don't really hear stories about guys pushing the envelope these days compared to back then. Why is that? Why was it back then we had test pilots and guys riding rockets? We don't really have that much anymore.
And I hear you're talking to me like I was around to experience most of that stuff, but at 49, I got into a little bit of it, being born in 63, but, yeah, it was really back then, I suppose, all about beating the Russians, and that was the big thing as far as wanting us to be first in so many things, but, you know, it was a generation ago, there was a lot of things that were going on then, Scott, that, you know, a lot of us have a difficult time understanding except through the vision of the textbook history, yeah, as far as what was going on at that particular time. But I think one of the things that made Neil so, I guess, fascinating to so many people was just because he was as quiet as he was. You and I have grown up in a generation where if somebody can make a buck on something, they're certainly going to do it. And here was a man that by... you know, just his name, any endorsement, and he would get them every week as far as the offers. Yeah. He could have made hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, and he continued to say no and avoided the spotlight as much as he could.
When we continue, another Armstrong in the news, and thus it being talked about on News Talk Radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Lance Armstrong and his problems with the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. Piers Morgan here talks to Christine Brennan from USA Today about the message being sent by Armstrong with his announcement that he's done fighting the drug charges that have plagued him for years, even if it means he's being stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles and possibly his Olympic medal as well.
Were you as shocked as everybody else seems to have been when he threw the towel in?
Yeah, he gave up. I mean, the ultimate battler in sports just quits. And I don't know if I was completely shocked because he'd been saying this all along, that he was fed up and sick and tired. But the thought that he would just, as you said, you know, wave the white flag of surrender, knowing that that meant that he would lose the Tour de France title, be banned for life, and would forever be labeled a cheater, at least officially. You know, he's got his fan base. But it tells you, I think, he was very concerned about what the testimony would have been in arbitration if he had faced that. So he decided to go to the court of public opinion instead.
And to all the fans who are in uproar today, I've been on Twitter and giving my view. To me, he's obviously thrown the towel in because he was a cheat. But there are many people still defending him, saying, look, he never failed a drugs test, and this is a complete stitch-up. What do you say to that? What's the informed reaction?
Marion Jones never failed a drug test, and she is known as one of the great cheaters of our time. Ben Johnson, who, of course, was caught in 1988 in Seoul and really kicked off the steroids era, appears. Ben Johnson passed all kinds of drug tests in the 80s before he was caught that one time. Frankly, now they call them non-analytical positives, and there are more and more, dozens of them. They're catching athletes with documents, with testimony, the way they would, say, in a trial. So it's nice of Lance to try to say that and pull the wool over everybody's eyes, but the reality is, in this part, at this time, in 2012, you can definitely get away with it by cheating and by being obviously able to pass drug tests. And that is no indication anymore, sad to say, because the bad chemists are way ahead of the good chemists, no indication that you're not cheating if you pass drug tests.
Do you think, Christine, there's any doubt that Lance Armstrong was a cheat?
Well, I'm a journalist, Piers, and so there always has to be some doubt because how can we know for sure? But the evidence is monumental here, and why would Lance run away from it and not face this arbitration? That's what he was going to have here. He was headed to arbitration. Dozens of athletes do this, Piers. He would have had been able to pick one of the arbitrators. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency would have picked another arbitrator, and then those two arbitrators would have picked a third. This was not a kangaroo court. Mm-hmm. This was not a rush to judgment. It would have been a very fair look at what the evidence was. So my informed decision after covering this for many years is to say yes. It sounds like he is one of the great cheaters of our era, and that's very sad because of what he means to the cancer community.
Here's talk host John Williams with a survey in front of him that seems split on whether Lance Armstrong is guilty or just tired from fighting all the allegations over the years.
Lance Armstrong gives up his fight against USADA charges. I think, A, he wouldn't do it if he weren't guilty. B, he's tired of fighting. That's all we can conclude. Or C, he's tired of fighting. And he's innocent. Which do you think? We got a nice spread here. 25% say he wouldn't do it if he weren't guilty. That's you, right, Beth? He wouldn't give up the fight, except that he's guilty. He's like, I'm busted. All right, fine, I give up. He's coming out with his hands up. The next option, he's tired of fighting. That's all we can conclude. The guy's exhausted. I mean, this is maybe where McConnell was. Then 44% of you said that. And then a third of you, 31%, think that he's innocent. And he's tired of fighting, so he's just giving up. A little different, you know, view on it there. In two of the instances, you agree that he's probably just exhausted. But some of you say, no, the dude's probably just flat-out guilty. Where am I on this one? I am not in the he's guilty camp, at least not as a result of this. I'm not sure what he did, but I don't think that you can conclude by this that the guy is guilty. In fact, I think what you can conclude by this is they've been beating him with this for 10 years. The guy is exhausted. I can fully understand. I'm not a big Lance Armstrong fan. And I don't know whether or not he did drugs, right? I don't know exactly how you pass a test hundreds of times, and yet you cheat. It would seem to me like it would have come up more often. But I know guys mask it, and now they have more sophisticated means of testing old samples, etc. They had 10 people that were going to testify. Two of them are former cyclists that he rode with. It's not clear who the other 8 were or what any of them exactly were going to say. I don't care about all of that. All I'm saying is this. The fact that he said, I don't want to do this anymore, to me is a reasonable statement for anybody, guilty or innocent. You cannot conclude by this that the guy is guilty. Because at the end of the day, say they find him guilty, and he isn't. At the end of the day, or say he's guilty, but he gets away with it. At the end of the day, he's the one who knows. If you go to bed at night, he knows if he cheated or not. It almost makes whether or not you strip him of the title irrelevant, because he's the only one who will ever know if you cheated.
Well, there are 3 or 4 stories you can chew on a bit more. If you'd like the story behind the story, get some details at DougStephan.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.